more twists and turns and unexpected developments. What are we going to see tonight? Here we go.
ABC's Mike Breen there, pretty much summing up the Eastern Conference Finals series between the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat at the beginning of last night's game. And once again, a blowout, but this time Boston was the team running Miami out of the gym, which of course is a reversal of Game 3 on Sunday. So joining us from Miami to help us make sense of this, let's call it confusing series, is Boston Globe sports columnist and author of Wish It Lasted Forever, Life with the Larry Bird Celtics, Dan Shaughnessy. Dan, welcome back. Thanks for joining us from what I'm hoping for your sake is sunny, beautiful Miami.
Yeah, it's pretty good here. I had to get up kind of early because that was a late game last night, and I'm already in Miami. So no complaints. It's a great, you know, great series. It's good to see the Celtics in a position to advance here, and it feels like they should. The weird part about this series and the one before, there's been very little carryover. You know, you walk away from the gym saying, oh, those guys are way better. They'll win this thing easily. And then the next day, it goes the other way. In both games 3 and 4, one team had to lead the whole game. And by a big margin. So I'm sure the networks would like a little more drama. But we have a 2-2 series, and the Celtics have to win, you know, on the visiting court, one of the last three games, or two, you know, at least once in the last three games. So it couldn't be more even than it is, but it feels uneven because Boston won so easily last night.
So I'm going to play a little bit of sound. This is from the first quarter last night, Dan.
White, alley-oop to Tatum. Oh, perfect pass from White, and it's 16-1. Butler down low, triple-teamed. Oladipo tries. Finally, with 3:20 remaining here in the first, the Miami Heat get their first field goal. They were 0-for-14.
Just kind of underscoring your point that we had this situation, and we have repeatedly in this series, where there's some team that is dominant. And as you said, who knows who it's going to be from one game to the next. I guess I want to ask you, how weird is this, Dan?
There haven't been many like this, and you know what you just played there, a team missing its first 14 shots, going down, you know, 18-1 and then 25 or 6-4. It was just ridiculous how that thing started. And the Celtics did the same thing in reverse the night of the game before in Boston when they gave up 39 points and fell behind 39-18 in the first quarter. So I still think the Celtics are better. I think they're healthier. There's a lot of wounded guys. Right now they're playing every day or they're traveling on the off day. So it's pretty rigorous right now. And you know, you got some old bones out there and guys getting banged up. We'll see who shows up tomorrow night. Miami's without, you know, Tyler Hero, their sixth man of the year. And Jimmy Butler had no game last night, and he scored 41 in the first game, but he's got some sort of knee inflammation or something. And the Celtics won without Marcus Smart last night. So, and Rob Williams, their center, looked impaired at the end of that game. So we'll see who shows up tomorrow, and whoever wins that one can close it out in Boston on Friday.
you're kind of cracking me up because we're all like, well, we'll see which team shows up, right? I do wonder, you've just listed a litany of injuries. Is that what you think has been the cause of these massive pendulum swings, just the unpredictability of who's in the game and how well physically they can play? I'm just begging you to make some sense of this for me.
Yeah, the best I can do is I think that Miami is mentally tougher and physically not as good. And I think that Boston gets a little full of themselves sometimes. I think they're the superior team, but sometimes they think they can mail it in, coast home. And the Heat won't have that. They're proud. They're tough. They won more games during the year. They've got a great pedigree, great leadership, great coach, and they've got adults in the room. So we'll see, you know, which kind of mentality prevails. I just think Boston's talent should overwhelm them. But if Robert Williams doesn't play tomorrow and Adebayo can get his thing going down low, all of a sudden Miami wins the game and then all the Heat comes to Boston on Friday night.
Literally and figuratively.
Literally. How about that?
So if you were going to pick between a team that's got mental toughness and less physical skill or a team with great bodies and skill and weaker mental toughness to go the distance, in general, what are your years of basketball reporting tell you is the bet you want to make?
In this sport, I err on the side of talent, and I think the Celtics have more. And shame on them if they don't exploit that. I just think they're better. They're better positioned. And if they don't win this series and get to the NBA Finals, it would be kind of a big miss, a big loss, because the opportunity is right there. They should be able to beat these guys. They have this weird metric. They've only lost 3 of the 16 quarters.
Wait, I don't understand how that works.
Well, when you have the first quarter ends 38-12 and one team won the quarter. So they keep track of points per quarter. So it's just kind of breaking up the pie. And each quarter, Boston has won that quarter except for three times. And yet the series is tied. It just, you know, they've had two ridiculously bad quarters. And the rest of the time, they've kind of dominated the play. They should prevail. But man, like I said, if they lose tomorrow night, all the pressure goes back to them. And they tend to rise to that. They haven't lost two straight games in a long, long time. It goes back. And they've been the best team in the NBA since late January. You know, they're 38-12 since January 23rd. That's pretty good. And they've only lost two in a row once in that span. And that was when they didn't really try because it was late in the year and they didn't have their roster. So they're going to have to, you know, lose two in a row at some point, but not in this round, hopefully, for them.
It is so striking to me, the numbers you just laid out, the kind of the dominance and the strength of the team, and the fact that we're having this conversation. And it makes me wonder. I remember the last time you were on, you talked about that first playoff series against the Nets being one of the biggest and most exciting that you'd seen in basketball in a long time. With the ups and downs here, are you having any fun? Is this any fun?
Well, we're all tired, but this is a great, you know, we're watching the best basketball in the world and the highest level. And the Celtics have this great, you know, tradition. And that's one of the things I wrote about in the book. Just, you know, I grew up with that when they won every year with Bill Russell and Larry Bird and all that stuff. I mean, they've been in the NBA Finals 21 times. They're 17-4 in that time. So this is a chance to get back to it. And the last time they were in the finals was 2010. They didn't win that one. And these opportunities are rare. So, I mean, I try to smell the roses and enjoy what we're seeing. And as tired as everybody is and as back and forth as this goes, it's great for the fans and it's great product.
Prediction, what do you think is going to happen?
I think the Celtics are going to win. I think they'll win tomorrow night and then win again Friday. They should. And again, that's clouded by what I saw last night where they were just so much better. And that's been the prevailing thought for me.
Well, Dan Shaughnessy, Boston Globe sports columnist and author of Wish It Lasted Forever, Life with the Larry Bird Celtics. I appreciate you joining us really just off the plane in Miami. Enjoy Game 5.
Thanks so much.
And that is our show for today. Radio Boston is produced by Chris Siderick, Amanda Beland, and Sydney Bowles, with Sarah Leeson, Maya Schwader, and Amy Moon. Marquise Neal is our technical director. Karen Schiffman is our interim executive producer. I'm Tiziana Deering. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.